Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
GG's Black Flash and Genuine Lad. GG's Black Flash in front, 100 out. Trying hard, Genuine Lad. GG's Black Flash, you bloody old marvel. GG's Black Flash wins the cup.
Now, on Tess Racing Talk, time to talk thoroughbreds.
Well, the summer racing carnival right in the middle stages now, with Hobart done and dusted, and now we're off to Launceston with a huge program tonight of eight races, including the Vanmore Stakes, to look back at last week's meeting, and also the Magic Million Sales, the co-development manager of Thoroughbred Racing in Tasmania, joins us. Simon Stout, how are you doing, Simon?
Terrific, Shane.
Well, things are going great guns at the moment. We had a tremendous carnival in Hobart, and things are really warming up now for Launceston. We had the Magic Million Sales last week. Were there any stars of the future going through the ring last week, do you think?
An outstanding result for the Tasmanian breeders, Shane. We saw the gross of the sale increase by 50% to over $1.5 million, and we saw a record for the top lot, and of course a three-quarter brother to the cleaner, the last of the Savoir Vies to be sold, and he made $100,000, heads to the stable of John McArdle, and to be syndicated by Slade Bloodstock. We'll see him go around in the same colours that the famous Owingi wore.
Certainly created a great deal of interest in the lead-up to the sales, and then, of course, again on sale day. Any other star performers going through in the making?
The half-brother to Genuine Lad, he made $70,000. He also is heading to Victoria. And we saw great buying bench from both interstate and the local buyers, John Black at Dave and Scott Brunton and Adam Trinder, all our leading trainers, all very active at the sales as well.
We look forward with interest to following the careers of those runners and start saving our pennies for next year, no doubt. And, of course, the cleaner is back next week.
Yeah, he's nominated for the George Adams Stakes, came through a trial at Longford last week in great style. And he heads to the George Adams, where he'll take on Admiral, a hell of a street. And we've got a few mares backing up from the Vamos as well, the likes of Lady Lakshmi, Miss Middleton, and Vibrant Rouge. So shaping as the race of the carnival.
And I see in today's Examiner column written by leading Tasmanian racing writer Greg Mansfield that his next outing may well be the Australian Cup in Melbourne.
That is the case, Shane. Yeah, he's having the one run down here over the mile at the Wait for Age. Of course, the race he was victorious in last year, and then heading straight to the 2,000 metres at Flemington. And very interesting to hear, talking to Greg Carpenter, that one of the boxes that got ticked for Red Cadeau to come back to Australia and contest the Australian Cup was the cleaner going to be there. So they know it's going to be a genuine tempo with him heading up the field.
Yeah, one to look forward to. That's only a few weeks away, coming up in less than 3 weeks, in fact. So we haven't got long to wait, but it'll be great to see how he returns next week, that's for sure, in the George Adams. So let's have a look at last week's card. Could you find any coming winners for us?
Yeah, well, first we'll kick off with the Magic Millions three-year-old. This was taken out in super fashion by Rumoron from the Charlie Goggin and Luella Mavan stable for Joe O'Neill and Prime Thoroughbreds. This filly covered her last 800 in 46.79. She came from 11th at the 400 metre mark and flashed home in 23.26 to get the prize for Jordan Child. It was a super win, and I think they might have found the key to this mare. Fresh, short trips, ridden cold, and this filly, she can really go on with it. Look forward to seeing her in the 3-year-old classic on Launceston Cup Day.
And what about the 2-year-old?
The 2-year-old, we'll see the winner here as well, Gold Busker, for young trainer Logan McGill and his co-trainer Mark Riley. Mark, of course, owns the horse. This was set up by a terrific ride from Jared Todd. Tempo really dictated here. They ran 13.19 from the 800 to the 600, had a really leisurely spell there during the race, and then was able to dash home his last 300 in 23.89. Interestingly, it was well over a second slower than any other 1,200 on the night. So just a big tick there to Jared Todd being able to really dictate that race.
And a couple of smart runs in the benchmark 72.
Yes, certainly good to see the winner, Ash for Cash, back to his best. He's always been capable of producing very big finishes when he hits form. And he is a horse that, once he does find form, generally holds it. He covered his last 800 in 46.20 20 and his last 600 in 34.39 under Jordan Childs to get the prize there. But also from behind him, Power Charge. First up for just on 12 months from the John Blacker stable after injury. He ran his last 635.91 to place there and certainly looks as though he's come back in good style.
And a very important race for one young jockey, race number 8 on the card last week.
Was indeed. It was good to see Kyle Maskell break his duck. Of course, he won on Lead Us for John Blacker, produced the double on the night for John, and certainly the first of many winners for Kyle. He's been knocking on the door with recent placings, and it was great to see him with a beaming smile coming back into the yard after the last.
Well, 8 races on the card tonight, the feature being the Armidale Vamos Stakes. It's over the 1,400. It's the first leg of the quaddie. Have you got some winners for us on the card?
Oh, look, the Vamos, Shane, just looking at it, it's a cracking race, a very strong race. Trying to do the form, obviously, with, you know, coming out of the Bow Mistress the other day, and Lady Lakshmi, she was terrific in running third. Her sectionals were good. Nadeem Last didn't have a lot of luck on the video, got held up for a run. And then, of course, Miss Middleton and Vibrant Rouge, they both reeled off very good sectionals for their last 600 in 36.12 and 36.40, respectively. So, you know, a lot of form coming into the race. And then you throw in a bit of an X factor in Downwind, who won on Cup Day and ran 35.33 and winning there from back in the field. So what is shaping as a terrific race and pointing you in the right direction. I don't know if I can find the winner, but I'll be certainly taking very keen interest in the Group 3 $125,000 race at 8.40 tonight.
Well, what about a few winners we can be confident about?
We'll kick off in race 1, the Benchmark 62 over 1,600 metres. And we think number 14, Rose of Innocence, she was a super impressive winner. First up for the Scott Brunton stable over the course and distance here. She covered ground, she rounded them up, she broke 35 for her last 600 and running 34.79, which is pretty slick time. We think she doesn't need a much stronger field here. She hasn't gone up a lot in weight, she's only got the 55.5, she can win again.
She won't get a sore back with David Perez on top.
No, she certainly won't, not from barrier 2 either. She's drawn to get the run of the race there, and we think that she can kick us off to a winning start. We move on to race 3, and a horse that didn't have a lot of form prior to a recent run in Hobart was 7 Down to the Wire. Boris Thornton got aboard this horse for Graham McCulloch and David Keating the other day. He flashed home in Hobart to run second behind Morning Starlet, running 36.49. He covered a little bit of ground. We think he's only got to live up to that performance, and Down to the Wire might turn the corner and string a few together. We've seen a few of Graham's do that in recent times, the likes of New Vision and Go Karma come to mind, and we certainly think that this horse may be able to do the same.
What about the F&W Stuart Silver Ingot? I notice there's a couple of GGs in Gays having their first start.
There is, and including one that's come up rather short in the market, but you need to get onto the tasracing.com.au website and check out the trial of GG's Red Prince. Obviously, a few of the smarter corporate bookmakers that are framing the markets have done so. This horse was a very impressive four-length winner of a Hobart trial on the 3rd of February, and he certainly had a flashing light on him there. We'll be interested to see how he measures up in what is not an overly strong race, but certainly it's always keenly contested heading towards the Gold Sovereign.
And any other runners through the legs of the quaddie that might help us?
Well, we kick off, we go to the Sedestan Night Cup, the 2100 metres. Of course, this is a ballot free into the Launceston Cup, and we think Kukanov coming off a third behind Ollie's Gold. Ollie's Gold was a terrific run in the Hobart Cup to run fourth. He gets in very well here. His sectionals were good in 35.55 on that particular occasion. We think he's the horse to beat. One very interesting runner is Valdez. Again, for the Graham McCulloch and David Keating stable, this bloke was third and a very good third in the Derby the other day. He takes on the Open Company horses here, drops to the minimum with 54. Claire Lindop aboard, so certainly loses nothing there. So it'll be really interesting to see how he measures up. And finally, in the last, Shane, to round out our quaddie legs, one off the video and the Stridemaster sectionals the other day from Hobart, from the 25th of January in Hobart, was his number 3 Prickly Diamond. He covered ground and he zoomed home late to run third behind Tycoon Gypsy. He broke 35, which is an outstanding gallop for Hobart, and running 35.92 for his last 600. He's only got to live up to that, which can be a bit of an issue with Prickly Diamonds, but he certainly, with Brendan McCool aboard, he can well break through here in the last.
Well, it promises to be a great card tonight, and things get even hotter on Sunday with Tasmanian Oaks Day.
Yes, and we've put together a great field in the Oaks, very similar to the Strut Stakes that we saw won by Gigi's Golden Girl. She's going to be the testing material again, but into that race we've got a couple of extra interstate horses, including Baha Moon, that ran a very good race in running fourth without a lot of luck in the Derby. She takes on the girls here, which you'll find a bit easier. We've also got Cash LeBay, a very well-bred filly from owned by Coolmore from the Tom Davenig and David Hayes stable. She's made the trip as well. So it looks like being a very hotly contested race, but certainly Gigi's Golden Girl's the one to beat. On the program, finding just a quick scan through, we think our best bet will be in race four, number five, You Didn't, for the Dave Brunton stable. Ran a very nice second when third to the highly spruced My Page 3 in Hobart most recently, and can break its duck here in the maiden. And a bit of an each-way bet, an each-way roughy, in race six, the Benchmark 72 over the 1,400 metres. Gigi's Velvet, she's a very, very talented mare. She's had a month between runs, freshened up after a run in the Summer Cup. She comes back to the 1,400. She's registered two wins here at the 1,400. And we think she can dash well a bit on the fresh side here and might be able to get up at a reasonable price.
So after a sensational Derby day and even better Hobart Cup day, that Gigi theme set to continue tonight. Gigi Red Prince, Gigi Golden Girl in the Oaks, and Gigi's Velvet there in race six on Sunday. Be no surprise to see them all win the way the gears are going at the moment.
No, absolutely flying. Shane certainly stable in terrific form, and you know, both their trainers are doing a wonderful job in Stuart Gandy and John Luttrell at present.
Well, it's a big week for you. We've got three meetings in the space of a week, including Launceston Cup Day next Wednesday. So good luck with the next 7 days.
Thank you very much, Shane.
The 2015 Betfair Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival on Tas Racing Talk.
One man looking forward to the big 8-event card tonight is the racing journalist for Tas Racing, Peter Staples. How are you, Pete?
I'm good, Shane. Getting towards the pointy end of the carnival. Only 1 week to go. We've got tonight's meeting and then next Wednesday, the Betfair Launceston Cup. And what a day that should be. And that's what a great day to wrap up what's been a fantastic 5 weeks.
Well, it's been a busy week for you so far. The Magic Million sale, did you unload with any purchases there last week?
No, I took a share in one, but I'll expand on that a bit later on. But, I got a share in one, and it's a lovely thing by Master of Design, and he was a lovely, lovely yearling, and I was quite taken with him, and I was offered a share in him, so I'm going to take it up.
Yeah, why not? Why not? You could be the next racing millionaire.
Yeah, right. Well, it could be. Who knows? But I certainly was impressed with the $100,000 that Slade Bloodstock paid, Rob Slade paid for the three-quarter brother to the cleaner. He was a lovely specimen. And they probably would have gone further had they had to, which was a good thing. But terrific that we got a record amount for any sale of Tasmania. Six figures is always nice.
Yeah, things definitely on the way up. And, of course, you mentioned the cleaner. He goes around next week in the George Adams.
Yeah, I spoke to Mick Burles this morning and he worked him yesterday and he said he just worked sensationally. He said they won't beat him in the... he's never been beaten first up in a mile race. He's been beaten at 2100s first up. It was a bit of a crazy move. But, yeah, he's never been beaten first up at 1600 metres.
Well, no doubt he'll have plenty of tough opposition next week. It's going to be a class field, but... Of course, given his performances through the spring in Melbourne, he's likely to go around at least the punter's favourite out there. Every man, woman and his dog will be backing him.
Well, yeah, it's true. It's funny, I was talking to Mick today and he said to me, you know, if Blackface wins the Launceston Cup, he said, I've got a fight on my hands for Horse of the Year. Because he loves Blackface as well. But isn't it amazing that, you know, you have two horses racing in the same... you know, era and the same time, both doing such sensational things. It's quite amazing, really, and it's a privilege to be a part of it.
It's a little like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, isn't it? They're the two heavyweights, that's for sure, and yeah. Opinions are divided on just who is the best.
Yeah, well, look, I think they're the best in their own right, and but like I said, the cleaner stepped outside the the safety net and went into state and proved he could do it over there.
Certainly did, and we look forward to next week, that's for sure. But in the meantime, what we need to do is find some winners tonight. And we've got the quaddy on races 5, 6, 7 and 8. And the first leg is an absolute ripper. It's the Armidale Vamos Stakes over the 1400.
Well, last year we had only got 9 in the race. And this year we get a full field of 14 plus 2 emergencies. Well, there were going to be 2 emergencies, but we got a full field of 14. I think that's sensational. And you've got Miss Middleton, who ran second to the Bow Mistress behind I Love It. And with I Love It back at home in the paddock in Victoria, Miss Middleton would think would be favourite. But Lady Lakshmi, the top weight, because she's got the great form at 1400, they've installed her at $4 favourite. And Good Fun Girl, one from South Australia, from Leon McDonald and Andrew Geyser's stable, Claire Lindop to ride, comes off a very, very impressive win at Moorfield Park in an open handicap over 1400. It's got good 1400 form, and that was they decided to come before that, but that was the run that convinced them that they would make the trip over here. And you know, she'll certainly test them if she produces that sort of form, and she's on pace run a drawn barrier one, so the barrier gods were smiling on them when they were drawn. It's a good race. And, you know, from the local perspective, you've got even downwind as a chance. Winning Hobart was terrific downwind, and Darmanin stays aboard. And Shaborn Spirit, I spoke to Bill Ryan this morning, he got 2 in it, Shaborn Spirit and Laluka Bell. And while Shaborn Spirit is the shorter price of the two, Laluka Bell was 100-1, but she's into $51 and 41 in somewhere else. And $14 has been bet about Shaborn Spirit. So Bill's confident that one of his might be able to sneak home, and he's not discounting Laluka Bell as a chance. Then you throw in at the weekend that been running the Bow Mistress, but he's here because she goes well at 1400. Allegro to here, as they've stopped the staying game with her and they're freshening her up and putting her in these races. And Snippety B, although I'd probably like it a bit softer for Snippety B. A terrific race and justifies its Group 3 status. But I'll stick with Miss Middleton, Good Fun Girl, Lady Lakshmi and Nadine Lass, 7, 4, 1 and 3.
Well, race number 6 on the card is the Sinister Knight Cup over the 2100. Great name for the race. Very important scratching here.
Yeah, Varian comes out and it's opened it right up. What do you make of Valdez, the 3-year-old in this?
Well, it's opened up favourite. Claire Lindop's taking the ride, 320 at the moment. On the fixed odds, so obviously there's good support for it. Its recent form has been very consistent, and yeah, certainly in with a great hope tonight.
Well, he comes off a third in the Derby behind GG's Classic Boy, and that was a solid run. And he's by Sebring, and Graham's always believed that he'll just be, you know, at his best when he gets to 2400, and maybe further. So he's backing him up from the Derby into this, but he's not nominated for the Launceston Cup because the winner of tonight's race, if nominated for the Launceston Cup, gets ballot free entry into the race. So somehow I don't think they'll be worrying about that. I do think that Valdez is a very, very good horse, and I'm happy to have him on top with Varian coming out. I've got Kukanoff would be his main danger, number 2. So I've got so it's number 6, Valdez on top from 2, Kukanoff. I went down the bottom there, GG Black Fury. $50 or $41. They did bet more than that. His last run was really good, and I know the jockey got up and said, "This horse is ready to go, ready to rock and roll." And who knows? He might just knock them off. And Ship Spotting, Angela Brakey's mare. If Ship Spotting produced her best, she'd probably be favourite in this. But she doesn't always do that. But if she decides to bring her A game, when the jockey presses the go button, she'll take off and she'll probably be riding this up to her neck. 6, 2, 11 and 4 for me in the Citizen Knight Cup.
There's a couple of value runners in there. Put that GG's Black Fury currently 34 the win, 8 the play, Ship Spotting 14 and 375. So we've got some value runners if we can sneak past race number 6. Race number 7, scouting around the popular pick number 2.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. You know, I know that Barry Campbell thinks he's going to be better when he gets to a mile. And here he is still in the 1,200-metre race, and they've been, you know, obviously have to manage him well. He doesn't race every week like a lot of them. But look, Ireland in the Stream, geez, he's second at Devonport. Then he went and won in Hobart. It was terrific. I was really impressed with the way he hit the line there. And I think he's got a lot more wins left in him. And David Perez on top, Barrier 2, he's going to get a gun run. I think he's good value at $9. Like, I think that's silly. But we'll go with Ireland in the Stream. I thought Dan Raj, number one. First up from a spell, only had the two starts, Pima Cool to ride, and a lovely barrier, and he's in the market, scouting around. You've got to put him in. I think he'll be running home hard at the business end. And Morning started. Yes, one of Liam and Dean Wells that won the first race on Hobart Cup Day. Morning started. I think he might be able to show up again and with Dee Gannon on the board. They are 5, 1, 2, and 6 in the seventh.
And the last race of the day is the Class 1 over the 1200 at 10 minutes after 10.
Well, Nuclear Hero, his win at Devonport Cup Day was just extraordinary to come from where he did. And then he went into the Carbine Club Plate, the $30,000 race for three-year-olds. And he drew the outside gate and it was all over after the first 200 metres for him. Didn't settle and... we just couldn't finish it off. He just did too many things wrong. But here at Mowbray, he's drawn barrier 6. Catania's on top, takes a kilo and a half off, 57. I think at 350, I think he's good value. So Nuclear Hero will do me the toppy. Over to, 3 Prickly Diamonds, a better run last start. I was waiting for it to show a bit of form, and it did that, so it'll be right in this for a fair way, I would expect. Prickly Diamonds, Kath Kennedy's got it now. Flying Stevie, another place for Stevie for me. And Pint of Pain. I just saw this one. One of Barry's might be able to get home. And first up from a freshen up, Barrier 4 and Toker aboard. He'd be the one belting home hard at the business end. 1, 3, 2, and 6.
Now, the other feature on the program tonight, Peter, is the F&W Stewart Silver Ingot. It's been a race that has launched the career of some real top notches over the years. And we've got three GGs going around.
Yeah, yes, it's like a GG Stakes. But GG Red Prince, I think, is the best of them. It trialled, and it's the early favourite on the strength of that trial. McCool on top as well. But for me, I'm going for one of Gary White's, Claire Lindop to ride, Colonial Coaster. I saw it win a trial in Hobart, and boy, was it impressive. Bennett to boot, bad barrier, a whole lot of stuff went wrong, missed a start. And look, all things being equal, I think it's got plenty of ability. I don't think it's an overly strong Silver Ingot, and I think Colonial Coaster at 10-1 each way would do me.
Yeah, well, the favourites opened up at $1.75, GG Red Prince, so the early money's definitely for it, and we're on a double odds runner for you, number 6 Colonial Coaster, so yeah, it's going to be certainly plenty of value there if we can find a winner there in race number 4. So how's the quaddie look for tonight? Maybe a best bet.
I like 7, 4, 1, and 3. I like 2 and 6. Into 5, 1, 2, and 6, and then 1, 3, 2, 6, and 5. That's so I'll repeat them: 7, 4, 1, and 3, into 2 and 6, into 5, 1, 2, and 6, into 1, 3, 2, 6, and 5, and that's $160 for 50%.
Okay, so
loaded up like you are, Shane. And it cost you
$320. Yes, indeed. Me and about 32 others, $10 each. That'll be great. So looking forward to the program tonight. I need a best bet early in the night, Pete, so we can get some money for that quaddie. Can you find one for us?
Yeah, like I think in the third race, What a Buzz, the one of Leon and Dean Wells, won last week and lost it in the stewards room. Victor Wong thought he had his first winner, and we're all celebrating. And we knew there was a little bit of, he drifted out a little bit, and but the stewards thought it was, enough to reverse the decision. So, anyway, that's why they get paid the big bucks and I don't.
You can find a party, though, Pete. That's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Have a good time. What a Buzz for me. Race 3, number 6. I like it a lot.
It's $285 at the moment on the fixed price at this stage. So we'll all jump on board there. What a Buzz. Race 3, number 6. Good luck with those selections and best of luck with the rest of the carnival.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.